welcome to another episode of the Full Force News Burst, brought to you by GeneralsJoes.com, with me as your host, Chris, like a coiled spring, McLeod, aka Diagnostic 80. Joining me to discuss CoilCon 2018, the upcoming Joe-centric convention in Ohio later this month, are the con organisers, Mike Hale and John Cremeans. So without further ado, let's get stuck into this news burst. On the 20th of October, the Holiday Inn Hotel in Dayton, Fairborn, Ohio will host the 9th Coil Convention and will give G.I. Joe fans a lot of fun and awesome stuff to enjoy, including special guests, exclusive product, panels, dealers and much, much more. Tonight, we have managed to wrangle the con organisers Mike and John onto the show. Thank you for joining me, guys. How are you both doing?
Awesome. I'm doing outstanding.
Brilliant. Well, I mean, let's get stuck into this chat then, really, about CoilCon itself. I mean, how did you guys get into this in the first place? Are you both insane?
Yeah, probably, and our spouses would probably definitely agree that we're both insane.
I mean, what started you, and what made you want to do CoilCon in the first place? I take it you're the originators.
Yes.
Yeah, John is one of the originators. As far as Coil, I've come on here recently in the past 4 years or so.
Sure.
But before Coil, we started as a group of guys getting together and just having some get-togethers and some cookouts, family style, you know, getting a bunch of Joe fans together, and then it just kind of exploded from there, and we just kept growing it.
Well, we know about explosions on this show. I'll throw another one in there. So, I mean, so what got you guys together then? What made you jump on board, Mike, at that stage?
Well, long story short, I met John when I worked at Toys R Us as a store manager.
Awesome.
And he came into my store one day, and we just started talking Joes and established a really close relationship. That's also where I met Chris Neal, James Cavanaugh, met a lot of fellow Joe fans, and you know, John and I really hit it off, and you know, that's kind of where it started. I actually hosted many, many years ago one of the get-togethers. It was kind of a memorable one because it was in the dead heat of summer and my air conditioning went out and I had about, what, John, about 30 people in my house.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness. I bet there was a lot of soup being made, wasn't there? A lot of grundle soup in that room.
Oh yeah.
It was fun.
Oh, sweaty Joe fans. It's amazing.
Yeah.
I mean,
just like JoeCon.
Exactly. Just like any con, really. I mean, let's discuss the show itself then. I mean, what can any first timers expect at CoilCon?
Well, I would say the first thing to expect is you're going to have a bunch of fellow-minded Joe fans getting together, having a lot of fun.
Yeah.
That's what it's about. For us, it's about, you know, we're two fans. We got together. We decided we're going to keep Coil going and keep it growing. So that's what we want for the people that come to CoilCon. You're going to see a lot of good dealers, some of the biggest and best dealers in the country. You're going to see awesome cosplay, awesome comic books, just having a really good time, you know, with a fellow love of Joe, and in your case, Action Force.
Yeah, in my case.
Just me.
Yeah. You mentioning guests there, Mike. Could you give us like a rundown of what we might expect in terms of some of the bigger guests you've got?
Oh, absolutely. Got to start out with Adam Riches. He's our the Adam Riches. If you don't want to come to Coil simply from the picture that I posted of Adam on the website, then, I mean, that's the reason to go.
Yeah,
that's one of the best pictures I've ever seen.
I think that's the only picture I use now on the show when I'm recording with him later, the FSS battle. Yeah, it's a classic, isn't it?
It is. It's a fantastic picture. But we got Adam to come. He's really excited about being at Coil. We also have Stuart Sager, who's another artist. He's going to be at the show.
Brilliant.
The Finest. If you're a Joe fan and you like cosplay, you know who The Finest is. Some of the best Joe cosplayers around.
Including my wife.
Yes. Your wife.
That was going to be my next guest.
I've ruined that.
Customs, Props, and Cosplay. She's a special guest at the show this year, and she's had some fantastic cosplay going on. Mary Mercenary, she's going to be a guest of ours at the show.
Cool.
And I would be, I've got to mention that there's going to be a podcast there. I'm trying to remember the name of it. It might be the...
Is it What's on
the
Joe
Full
Mind?
Force podcast.
Yeah, Full Force. I'll be there, definitely. And Adam technically is a member of the Full Force as well, so he kind of, by default... will also be there. I'll let you decide which is the bigger draw right there. Probably Adam, but carry on.
Last but not least, we've got James Cavanaugh with the RAHC guide. He's going to be a guest there as well and will be debuting his new volume 4.
Awesome. Looking forward to that. It's been a while. Can't wait to see it. What can we expect to see in the panel room? Obviously, panels, but I mean, what have you got on the agenda?
Bleachers and...
yeah, a big screen. And
Yep.
Yeah, we've actually got some really cool stuff planned for the panel. James is going to be doing a panel during the CoilCon show.
Yes.
So we're excited to have James. If you've ever been to a JoeCon, then he's become very adept at doing very good panels. So he's going to be there. We're going to have a cosplay panel. Awesome. That'll be fun. That's always a lot of fun. The end of the show, we'll have an awards panel. So that will be fantastic because we've got some awards to give out for best costume and also our custom and diorama contests.
Fantastic.
We would love to have a Full Force panel and hear a lot about Action Force and maybe the differences between Action Force and G.I. Joe.
I believe that'd be fantastic. I believe I've already been contractually roped into that. So.
No.
So that is on the cards, yeah. I'm going to keep it secret awesome. As to what it's going to be about. I'm probably just going to, I don't know, I'm probably just do the same thing I did last year, Assembly Required. But no, I've got a few things lined up for that, which I think will be quite fun.
Awesome.
And I'll start kind of revealing elements of it closer to the time to make it a bit more fun for people. I don't want to just dump all of my stuff out right now. Fantastic. You also mentioned dealers too earlier in the show. Who can we expect to see?
We've got the biggest dealer room that we've ever had at a show, and we are just so excited about the dealers that we've got. Start out with Roma Collectibles. If you've been to a JoeCon or any of the number of shows throughout the United States, you know who Roma Collectibles is.
Never heard of them.
Really, really, really small dealer.
Is he the one that looks like a Viking? I think he is, isn't he?
Yeah.
Looks like possibly.
Yeah, like a giant Viking, and then there's another guy next to him in a dress. Yeah, I know the two guys, yeah.
Yep, that's them.
That's them, so you may have seen them before. We've got the toy department. Most people don't know them by that name because that's his new store here in Ohio, but it's Chris Neal.
Wow.
And if you are a Joe fan and have ever been to a JoeCon, you know who Chris Neal is. Biggest Joe dealer around.
Yeah.
So he'll be at the show. We've got Brian Kaufman, also known as Hypno Shield.
Brilliant.
Another really big Joe dealer. So he's going to be there. Quickly go through some of the others. We've got Hive of Villainy.
Awesome.
We've got Will Wagner.
Cool.
The man who shot Luke Skywalker.
Wow. That is an amazing name.
So the man who shot Luke Skywalker is actually, he is the gentleman, it's Kim Simmons. He's the gentleman that did all of the photography for the Kenner Star Wars line.
Amazing.
And he also did a lot of the photography for all of the Kenner G.I. Joe line.
Wow. That's going to be, is he going to have a lot of stuff kind of, you know, from that he's kind of worked on the stall and everything as well?
Yes, he's actually going to be bringing prints of all his photography from all the G.I. Joe shots that he's done.
That's amazing.
Yeah, a lot of them, which he mentioned to me when we were at the Ohio Toy and Comic Show, is that a lot of them have never been seen by anybody except for him.
What?
Because they didn't get put in some of the catalogs, so they're going to be seen by Joe fans for the first time.
That's impressive. Damn, that's impressive. I can't wait. I suppose like a little kind of hidden bonus in a way, because that's something I hadn't really given much thought to. But wow, that sounds awesome. I can't wait.
Yeah, we're really excited to have him. Out of the Basement Toys out of Chicago will be at the show. The 12-inch G.I. Joe and Adventure Team Joe fans, Karen Terhune will be there, as well as My Vintage Toys and Trains, both big 12-inch Joe dealers.
Yeah.
Bell Book and Comic, they're a great local comic shop around here. Brett's Toys will be there, Mavericks Toys, Route 68 Vintage Toys, Indiana Joe's, Marshall Books, Jim and Dan's Comics, the Baby Boomer Rebellion, and then we've got some great artists. I already mentioned, of course, the Adam Riches, and we all We also have Stuart Sager. We've got Archie Cunningham. And I've been doing a lot of promotion for Adam Fields online because he's been doing some fantastic Joe art for me personally. So I just got to throw it out there. He's also doing a special print for us that is going to be in the troop deployment package.
That's fantastic. Okay. That is a big list of... I mean, that room, man, it's the Holiday Inn in Dayton, isn't it? So it's the same one that Ohio Toy and Comic Show was in?
Correct. The exact same room, and every bit is full.
Wow, that's going to be packed. Do you have that little extra room as well, just off it?
Yeah, we've got the Kitty Hawk room. For the Ohio Toy and Comic Show, Aaron had two extra rooms. We only got one of them, but we also do have the audio-visual room.
Oh, brilliant.
We've got something special planned for that. We'll reveal that here soon.
Fantastic. This is all sounding very, very exciting. I'm really, because obviously in the lead-up now, we were three weeks away.
Yep.
It's getting closer, guys. Okay, so...
No stress.
Well, speaking of stress, and I'm sure you've probably stressed about this quite a lot recently, but there was going to be an exclusive set for the show, but due to complications, they won't be available by the 20th. I know you guys have explained this online, but could you just talk about what happened there and how those sets will be available after the show, please?
Yeah, pretty much to sum it up, we are a small fish in the big pond of manufacturing.
Yeah.
So we're doing a very small print run of these figures when compared to what our manufacturer is actually producing.
Sure.
So
yeah,
we kept getting pushed down to the bottom of the line. Mm. And yeah, it was extremely disappointing. We're wanting them in time for the show. However, we didn't want to pull the old, no one's more disappointed than we are. We didn't want to pull that, so John and I got together and we decided we had to do something for everybody that supported us and everybody that's bought sets so far. We've sold a lot of sets, so that's where we came up with the troop deployment package.
Awesome. And could you take us through the details of that or the process for anyone that's kind of getting in on that, please?
Yes. So everybody that has bought a set, so pre-ordered a set, or pre-orders a set up to the day of the convention, so you can actually buy a set at the convention if you want to.
Cool.
When the sets come in, either carded or the loose sets, we'll actually mail the sets to your home. So we're going to mail out a whole lot of sets to everybody's house.
John's nice... just going to go around one by one, aren't you, John?
Road trip. Hand deliver. No, I'm not.
You heard it here first. John will be hand delivering all the sets. We've got people. We have several international fans that have bought the set. So,
hey, my wife wants to travel.
Yeah, perfect. Except one of them is in Somalia and the other one's in.
Yeah, right.
I think the furthest away we've sold a set to somebody in Brazil.
Oh wow! Yeah, good luck, John. I suppose it's still a connected landmass, so you can drive the whole thing.
Yeah, absolutely,
that's right.
I've got friends in Costa Rica and Guatemala, and
perfect. Well, we know why, so that you can get away quickly when the heat's on, right?
Pretty much. So
with the sets, the sets still look really awesome. Could you take us through what the figures are and kind of take us through that little kind of aspect of the set as well, please?
Sure. We wanted to go back to a vintage O-ring style figure. So, John and I just kept bouncing ideas off of each other. And of course, one of the ideas that we came up with is we had to do a vintage Sidewinder figure.
Yeah.
The Coil Sidewinder is the original exclusive figure it was the very first exclusive figure that Coil did for one of the Coil Cons.
Yeah.
Cool.
So we wanted to pay homage to the Sidewinder, and we wanted more than just, just singular figures. So we wanted to do more of a convention style feel of a set. Mm-hmm. So we came up with a 5-figure set. You get 3 of the Coil Sidewinder figures. You get a Coil Sidewinder officer, and John and I had a lot of fun with the leader of the Coil Sidewinders. That's Scarab.
Yeah.
It's a character that we made up. I had a blast writing the file card for. John did the initial art for. We determined how we wanted her to look. But you'll get one Scarab, one Officer, and three Sidewinders.
Cool. That's awesome. So you've got, you guys have been doing exclusive product for a while now. How many cons has this been with it, with like an exclusive kind of figure or set?
If this is CoilCon 9, we have had 8.
Oh, nice. Okay, so quite pretty early on then.
Oh, yeah. The first one we didn't do, I mean, that was just a cookout.
Yeah.
And then the second, you know,
no branding.
The second one was, well, no, we called it CoilCon.
That's
but it
amazing.
Was like, yeah, let's just get together, you know.
Yeah.
And then Jay Hunger decided to try to do an exclusive figure for the second one.
Yeah.
So he made 25 of the Sidewinder figures.
Awesome.
And they sold out within, you know, 10 minutes. And that was the beginning of it. So every year we, let's do better. You know, let's do 2 next year.
Yeah.
So it just got worse.
you didn't get better, it got worse, in your opinion.
You know, we start with one figure. The next year we do 2 figures and 2 gliders in a box set.
Yeah.
The next year we do 2 figures and 2 motorcycles in a box set.
Yeah.
And then we scaled it back to 2 figures. You know, so every year then it was a coil member with an adversary.
Yeah.
So that's been fun, you know, figuring those out.
Yeah. With the tickets and everything, how can people get tickets for the show, and can they get them like, you know, on the door on the day as well? Can people just turn up, pay, and get in?
Yes. Yeah. We have a ticket link through our Facebook site and through Eventbrite.
Yeah.
You can buy the sets online, and then general admission is only at the door. We don't have a general admission ticket online, so you can just show up and $5 and get in.
Or $10 for early bird.
And what time does that give people?
Early bird gets you in an hour early, so it would be at 9 a.m.
Nice. They're all Joe fans. They don't get up till 3, so it's...
Right.
I'm adding myself into that list of people, by the way. Okay, what about rooms at the Holiday Inn? Are there any left?
There are rooms available at the Holiday Inn. Our room block is actually sold out.
Okay, but as long as there's something for people as well to kind of, yeah. So don't be too scared, guys. Go to Holiday Inn. Get your rooms booked if you want to go, get in there now, because they do fill up pretty quickly. And also something I wanted to talk to you guys about. The Ohio Toy Show, not too long ago, they had those covers, the Scarlet and Storm Shadow, and then Ninja Scarlet and Ninja Ku, and so on and so forth. Are you guys going to be having those at the show? Because there was talk of that transferring over to your convention to actually be given to the people that paid for them, and so on and so forth, correct?
Those covers are done through Roma Collectibles and Broken Icon Comics, which they will have them first time available at our show. So you'll be able to... Yeah, you'll be able to get them from either Roma Collectible or Broken Icon, which will be there.
Fantastic.
And one of those comics is actually the lowest print run of any G.I. Joe comic ever done by IDW.
Wow. So that's going to be really exclusive.
Yeah.
Very exclusive.
That's the one with...
Optimistically, Broken Icon and Roma are hoping that it'll sell out at the show.
Oh, I should hope so. I mean, bloody hell, as soon as I saw them, I wanted the original prints, not just the you know, the covers. Give me the prints, man. They're amazing. And I love the fact that obviously at the Ohio show, Kate was dressed as Ninja Force Scarlet and Wes was dressed as the Ninja Viper.
So they recreated
the cover and everything, which I thought was really cool. Yeah. Okay, cool. That's fantastic, guys. Thank you so much. Anything else you want to go over about the show just before we call it a day?
Yeah, just some quick things that if you haven't been on our website, coilcon.com, or our Facebook page, we've already gone over, you know, some of the things you'll see at CoilCon, but we've got a costume contest. We've got a diorama and a custom figure contest. Trader PX and the Rec Room both have meetups at our show, so that's pretty cool.
Awesome.
We've got door prizes every hour, and be multiple door prizes. And probably the coolest door prizes that we have this year is we have 10 of the Sightline figures that were created.
Oh, wow.
Will be available at the show, and there'll be door prizes.
That's awesome. Well, I suppose you've got multiple doors in that room, so you need multiple door prizes.
That's correct. We do have dinner after the show. So if you want to eat dinner with us, we are selling tickets. Just message us through our Facebook page or the website. We've got dinner after the show.
That's cool. That's nice.
Yeah.
Where's that at?
It'll actually at the Holiday Inn.
Oh,
it'll be at the Holiday Inn. It'll be in the same ballroom that the show is in. So we'll clear out the vendor room. We'll bring in the food. We've got a cash bar available. So if you like the adult beverage, we've got that available for you as well.
Coca-Cola for me. Thanks.
Yeah. Hey, Mike, did we post the menu?
We have posted the menu, yes.
Okay.
So it's a really good menu.
I'll have one menu then, please.
Yeah. Well, actually, for those with dietary concerns, we can accommodate those.
Oh, brilliant.
So just let us know.
Fantastic. And they can contact you on Facebook, on all sorts of different places. And through the website as well, I imagine.
Yep, that is correct. Yeah, a couple other things about the show real quick.
Yes.
We are going to be taking donations for Toys for Tots.
Oh, cool.
You know, John and I talked about it. We knew that Toys R Us, since they went out of business, they're one of the biggest corporate sponsors for Toys for Tots. So me personally, I was really concerned about potential children that wouldn't have a Christmas this year.
Aww.
So we want to do what we can. I mean, I know we're not Toys R Us. We're not that big, but every available gift can help.
You're bigger than Toys R Us now, mate.
We are. We are.
In the States.
Yeah.
In the States.
In Canada, maybe not, but yeah.
Yeah.
No, that's really nice, mate. And I think that's one of those. This is just a nice touch. And I think you'll get like decent donation, I believe, from the people at the show for that. It's one of those things that I think everyone can kind of relate to. Everyone's been a kid at some point and you know that feeling just getting a toy. So yeah, I think that's very, very nice thing to do. Brilliant from you guys.
Yeah, we want to do what we can to give back.
And
for everybody that is going to dinner, we know there's going to be a little bit of downtime and lag time from the time that the vendors break down to the time that they set dinner up. So what we're going to do for everybody that wants to join us, we are going to be showing in the auditorium G.I. Joe the Animated Movie.
Oh, that's amazing. I've never seen it before.
You'll be able to see it for the first time.
Oh, it's amazing. Yeah. I can't wait. I've only ever seen the Action Force movie. It's the only one I'll watch. I won't bring myself to
bring
watch
it. Bring it. We'll play that instead.
We should play the Action Force dub. It's gross. I mean, it's amazing.
Let's do
but
it.
It's, yeah.
And then you can do a Mystery Science Theater.
I'll intro it. Oh, that's amazing.
See, the great thing is that, you know, most of the Joe fans here in the States have seen the, you know, the American version, but we have not seen the Action Force version, and that would be really cool to see.
I don't want to ruin everyone's day, though. I don't want them to, at one point, they're like, we get to see the G.I. Joe, like the Blu-ray version of it, and I've got some sort of rip that I managed to get off a VHS tape. but in any case, yeah, that's awesome, guys. I think that'd be a really nice touch, especially with and touch was not that was not an implied pun for the Transformers movie that was just out in cinema. But I think that would be a really cool, you know, touch. I dare you to do it. No, that's brilliant. That's so cool. Anything else to add?
The only thing I want to add is I'm looking forward to seeing everybody here in a little less than 3 weeks. John and I are really excited, and we're going to have a great time.
Can't wait. Guys, thank you so much for jumping on and chatting CoilCon. Again, 3 weeks' time. Just to run through a couple more of the kind of major details for people. 20th of October, the Holiday Inn Hotel in Dayton, Fairbourne, Ohio. As we said before, if you don't have a hotel booked and you want to stay the night, obviously, you know, and you're coming from a distance, it makes sense. So make sure you get that hotel booked soon. There are still rooms, just not in the block for CoilCon. So you'll just have to go kind of, you know, solo on that one. You'll have to go freelance on that one. And as the guys said, there's going to be loads of stuff to do there. So get there early. Get on the early bird as well. You get to see Adam Riches and Adam Fields and all those amazing artists and photographers and brilliant, brilliant dealers and amazing stuff. So it's going to be great. Make sure you're there. CoilCon is definitely on this list. Before we go, I want to put this out there, especially to you guys. With the, you know, obviously with JoeCon coming to an end, these smaller regional cons become more important, don't they? How do you feel you fit in with that, with Coil?
I think we've got our place. We're never going to be the next JoeCon. It's not what we're actually looking to be, but we're going to try to make it to as many of the regional shows as we can. We're excited about every single one of them. Everybody's got their own little thing that they can add.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's really cool now that the emphasis is on the regional shows.
Yeah.
Because before, when it was just JoeCon, there were a lot of people that were left out. Now with the regional shows, it's like everybody can experience some of the G.I. Joe shows. And to me, it's just, it's an exciting time to be a fan.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's fantastic. Thank you guys for jumping on. Really appreciate you talking to me. That's it for this installment of the Full Force News Burst. Thank you to my wonderful guests, Mike and John from CoilCon. See you next time. And as always, Full Force. Make sure you get involved with the discussion by liking, sharing, and commenting on these videos. And as always, you can keep up with the show after listening by following on Twitter at The Full Force, liking the Facebook page, facebook.com/TheFullForce. And if you would like to contact the show, you can message us on either of these platforms with feedback, questions, or to say, who do you think you are? A serious operation now? No, not even close. Look out for more of these news bursts that we are posting on the Facebook page from now on. Full Force.